dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are on location today at the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island at Schroeder Smoke Foods. And why do they do that to us so early in the morning? You can just see it. You can smell it. We're getting ready to taste it. It's going to be outstanding. And we invite you to come over and join us on this day before the spring game. As the red gets ready to take on the white tomorrow in Lincoln, no holds barred, look out. Well, come see us today, the Doug and Danny Show from 11 to 1, and we've got some great guests on the program today. Philip Dillard is going to join us, the Husker, former Husker now, I guess is what you say, and he will be looking to have his name called in the NFL draft. We're going to talk with Philip Dillard. Also, Dan Parr of Pro Football Weekly will give us an overview of the draft, maybe where he thinks Ndamukong Suh is going to go. Will the Rams trade away the number one pick? There's some talk now, like there is every year, that some teams are interested in looking over and taking that number one pick and making something work with it, and we'll see. I guess we'll just have to see how that pans out. Also on the program today, we expect Steve Anderson, track announcer from Fodder Park, to swing by, Grand Island's own Whitey Richardson to stop by, because not only is he talking baseball, he's going to be talking a little horse racing as well. Interesting story there that we'll get into as the show progresses. But as always, want to have your emails, want to have your phone calls. Prefer your emails today to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And today, here's what I want to start off with on the No Bowl, Bowl and No Bowl, brought to you by the fine folks at Ace Hardware. I'm going to tell you about that right now. Spring game, big deal or not a big deal? Bowl or no bowl? Send us your email. Is the spring game for the Huskers a big deal? Is it a big deal to you? I guess what I'm saying. Fire it off to the Dan Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you're wondering who Daddy is, it's this guy sitting next to me.
Doug, I'm going to tackle your question right away. To me, with the way Coach Pelini sets things up and the way he attacks things, comes to compete every day, I'm going to say bowl that's a big deal, because for the simple fact is, once the game ends on Saturday, then a whole new phase starts. Then you get into the summer conditioning that goes on. Then you get into fall camp, which there's still competition. Nobody's settling a spot on Saturday. Nobody's going to come out of that game saying, yep, there's our quarterback, there's our running back, there's our offensive guard, there's our left defensive tackle. It's all open come the fall again. So Saturday really settles nothing other than a football game in the spring.
As coaches say, it's another chance to evaluate kids. This will be one of the chances you evaluate them in front of 70,000 fans. A big deal tomorrow as well. We'll be treating recruits well, showing off the University of Nebraska, showing the fan support. I mean, that's the one thing they can say. Okay, guys, there's 70,000 here for a spring game. Imagine what it's like on football Saturday here in Lincoln, and this is the passion. Now, if you can bring that passion to Lincoln and be a part of it, then do so.
Yeah,
this is where we want.
That might be the biggest part of the deal, is getting those kids in there. Maybe some kids that haven't had Nebraska on their radar before. A lot of talk, Doug, about Nebraska fitting in that top 10 this year as they enter the season, and maybe making some noise and making a run a national title.
Well, that is something that will always be debated about and be talked about all summer and all fall, and so there'll be plenty of time to talk about that. But fire it off, bowl or no bowl, spring game is or is not a big deal, brought to you by our friends at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. If you're spending your whole day off mowing the lawn, then you better take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn mower at Ace. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider, because summer is too short to spend it all cutting grass, and Toro has low monthly financing. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. They back it with service after the sale. At Ace, offering free in-town delivery at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney or Grand Island. Spring game is or isn't a big thing. Fired off to the Bet Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. NHL playoffs continue last night. NHL playoff or NBA playoffs begin tomorrow. And Tiger Woods said yesterday that he's coming back. He'll be back here in just a couple of weeks. I think this is what we expected. He's not going to take a long layoff. He's continued to play some of the tournaments and some of the events that he's always played. I mean, he's back at the Masters, so why should we expect that he's going to have a lot of long layoffs? He knows he's got to improve his game. He knows he's got to be at some places. And so we'll see him in a couple of weeks in Charlotte, North Carolina. Huh. Charlotte, North Carolina. Who lives there? Michael Jordan?
One of his bad influences.
Is that the deal?
I think there's a bad influence. I don't think they talk anymore. So disturbing that they would be friends. And then they're throwing the Barkley guy into the mix. Terrible influence.
Yeah, boy, he put to squelch any of those rumors. Just taking a look at last night's NHL playoffs because we're going to give it a little more time again today. Derek, both number ones have went down in the first game. Should there be any concern?
I don't think so in seven-game series. There's a lot of time there. But one of the stats that I did think was very interesting from last night's Capitals-Canadiens game, Alex Ovechkin, 26 minutes of ice time, zero shots. So they really had the defense going. They had a defensive mindset to shut him down last night. They did that, and they got the win. So that's a big win by the Canadiens. I think Capitals going to have to look at some tape, readjust, and try to find a way to get Ovechkin some shots.
Goes into overtime. Couple of games that go into overtime last night. Montreal beating Washington 3-2, Vancouver beating Los Angeles 3-2, and Buffalo 2-1 win over Boston. And if my math is correct here, we've had seven playoff games, and all seven have been decided by one goal. Is that a good or a bad thing, Tony?
Well, I think it's good if you're a fan of hockey. I think it comes down to the end. Pretty much nail-biters to the end. I think you're seeing maybe some the talent spread out over the league. You know, you don't hear three, four of the big names. Washington Capitals, you know, Derek, you got Ovechkin and Backstrom, right?
Yeah, you got Ovechkin, Backstrom. You got Mike Knuble on the defensive end of things. A couple of other guys that really, if you're not a hockey fan, you probably won't even really know. But, Doug, you pointed it out yesterday. I thought you made a good point of it as well. The NHL playoffs, I think the NHL and hockey in general is one of those where you can kind of throw the seedings out. They don't matter as much as they do in, say, the NBA or once you hit baseball playoffs in series like that. I think there you can really see the good teams with all the talent come to the forefront. Hockey's kind of a different animal. They can play closer games. Like you said, all of these games, seven of them so far, one-goal games. So, really, the seedings in hockey are kind of a moot point.
Yeah, I think they get that talent spread over the league. Maybe a watered-down version if you had a limited number of teams. Maybe you see some of the superstars getting together and have more dynasties. But maybe not this year. Or maybe get some one of those lower seeds get a chance You know, when you're playing four-game series, the best team, and darn near every time, comes out on top. You know, Colin Cowherd saying the other day about, you know, when the NBA was three games, or best of five, and the Lakers would have went down that first game, oh, my gosh, the whole world had been watching. Nearly anybody that's got any interest in the NBA at all. All of a sudden, they become four, seven-game series. All right, they dropped a game. They're gonna take care of business from here on out.
Well, it's a lot different than a five-game series. There'd be more nervousness, I guess, when you steal one and steal that home court or home ice advantage, as the case may be, in those five-game series. You know, people make a big deal of these seven-game first-round series. They shouldn't go that far. Most of them should be over in four or five anyway, which then shows you that you got five-game series, which takes it right back. I don't think it's that big a deal. The problem is, in the NBA, they schedule it so far out that if you do end up getting a sweep, you're going to be off for well over a week. They jam game six and seven so close together to get them over just in case it gets that deep.
Yeah, you look at the first round of these playoffs, they're not expecting game seven. May 1st and 2nd is when those games will wrap up. So you've got roughly 2 weeks to play seven games. I mean, they're going to stretch them out. And then the next year will be stretched out even further. People say, well, doesn't that go to November, July? Well, yeah, it does, because they spread them out that far.
Well, we are the Doug and Daddy Show on location in Grand Island at the Conestoga Mall at Schroeder's Smoke Foods. And folks, come in and see us between 11 and 1 today and enjoy some of their great lunch specials that include, well, there's just so much great food here. But today, 10% off all lunch specials from 11 to 1 during our show, which is a sandwich and two of their great sides. foot-long hot dogs, pulled pork, beef brisket. They've got the salad bar, and if you come out and join them in the evening for dinner time, or as we say, sometimes supper, as I was joking with Craig here a little bit, the evening meal. They also throw the baby back ribs out there as well. So don't forget, come out, join us for lunch today between 11 and 1 here at Schroeder's Smoke Foods, Conestoga Mall. If you're not familiar with where they're at, come on the east side of the mall. They're
How long does it take to mow your lawn? Come to Ace Hardware and cut that time in half. Test drive a Toro Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn riding mower this Saturday during demo day. Kick the tires and start one up. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. And at Ace, your Toro mower comes fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. Test drive a Toro during demo day this Saturday, April 17th, from 9 to 4 at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island.
The National Football League is a year-round obsession, and once again, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation whets your appetite for pigskin with complete coverage of the NFL Draft. And what are the chances from players out of Nebraska? Talk about it with Doug and Daddy, 11 to noon weekdays. Round 1, Thursday night, April 22nd. Rounds 2 and 3, Friday night, April 23rd. The final round on Saturday, April 24th. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Break 3 great years in Kearney for Bogart's Saturday from 1 to 4. You're invited to Bogart's anniversary open house featuring a wine tasting headlined by some of Nebraska's best. And specials galore like fresh 93% lean ground beef, $1.98 a pound. Surefire Natural Spring Water, 24 half-liter bottles, only $2.97. And Pepsi or Mountain Dew large 16.9-ounce six-packs, only 4 for $10. Price is good through Monday.
We'll see some lingering clouds early on yet today, but then look for mostly sunny skies to develop with a high around 61 with northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Skies stay clear tonight with a low at 33. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46. So live your life.
Location at Schroeder's Smoke Foods. We were telling you before we went into the break there, great lunch specials here at the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. Schroeder's Smoke Foods located on the east side, the easy entrance, the northeast side, big sign out front, and of course our car out front too, the ESPN car. So stop by and see us in the Doug and Daddy Show here until 1 today. Great lunch specials, 10% off all of the lunch specials today, which will be from 11 to 1. And come out, enjoy your favorite or something new. They're doing a great job here at Schroeder's Smoke Foods, where it's that time of year. You're thinking graduations, you're planning your weddings, family gatherings, family reunions. You got to feed all these people. Why not have Schroeder's cater your event with prime rib, New York strip steaks, pulled pork, pork loin? They'll sit down, they'll go over the menu, they'll go ahead and talk about with you what you want. Oh, that's a great word out of your vocabulary. They will customize it for you, whether it fits a wedding or graduation or just a little office party. They've got the gear for you, all the foods, the cheesy potatoes, all the sides here at Schroeder's Smoke Foods. Stop by and talk to the gang today. Marlon and the boys will be more than happy to help you out. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Dan Parr, Associate Editor of Pro Football Weekly, with the draft less than a week away. I think this is so media-driven. When ESPN is going to talk about the draft in February and just continually talk about it all the time, you have to come up with new angles. There's so much out there. There's so much blogging. There's so much Twittering. There's so much on all. You got to come up with a new angle. And so now you're going to start hearing about trades, and maybe the number one is not going to hold on him. Maybe Bradford isn't the best quarterback. Maybe they'll take Jimmy Clausen. You're going to hear all that over the next 7 days.
Doug, that's they paid so much money apparently to Tom McShay and to Mel Kiper Jr. that they've got to put them on. And they've got to put them on extended periods of time all throughout your day. They're on the radio. They're on SportsCenter every night. Now, if I'm watching that much film, when I get done with my final book, how much changing, you've already watched the film, how much changing, how much more can go into that?
There's no doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it. You've decided who's best. Then all of a sudden you talk to more people and they change your mind?
No, I think
not if you're Mel.
That's why you have Mel Kiper. That's why you have Todd McShay to get their opinion. Once they put together this board, I don't know how much they can change. And they've got to have their board done apparently 2 months ago. 3 months ago. Well, as soon as the combine's over, really, because I think they make some adjustments after that. I just see somebody that's totally out of shape, somebody that doesn't come in fit. I understand you can drop something like that. You see somebody that can't catch a football, you know, going through a rapid-fire drill or something. I understand that, how you can drop people, or how you can add people that do remarkably well. I understand that. But once that combine's done, you pretty much got your draft board there. You might learn some more tidbits about these people. But as far as moving somebody from 17th to 23rd, not sure much of that goes on.
Glad to have you along with us here at Stroder Smoke Foods. Come by, see us, register to win Kansas City Royals tickets, register to win a 10-person meal, a party pack for 10 from Schroeder's. We're going to be drawing the winners. Two of them? We're drawing two winners? That's incredible. We're going to do that right before we sign off at 1 o'clock. So come in, sign up, and register to win a party pack for 10. Oh, or if you're daddy, you only have to invite 6 friends, and you can still get the party pack for 10 people here at Schroeder's Smoke Foods in the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. Enjoy lunch, 10% off the lunch specials today. Get registered to win. Pick up a Doug and Daddy t-shirt. Maybe win some Royals tickets. It's all right here today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I know a lot of people were listening last hour to Colin, and he brought this up, Justify Your Existence Committee, as we call them here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The NCAA?
The Playing Rules Oversight Committee. Is at it again, and about the last half hour leading into our show, Colin was on this. When somebody taunts another player, they're going to take those points off the board, or that's what they've proposed to change because they couldn't find anything else wrong with the game. So if somebody gets excited out
You can't write in your eye black either.
You can't do that either because that's a sin, too. So there's another. They'll kick you out of the league or kick you out of Division I football, take away your scholarship for that. But they'll take away touchdowns off the board. That can't happen, can it?
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
Where it starts, if it starts from the 26-yard line, you can back about 15 yards and have a first and 10 from the 41?
Well, as I'm reading what they've decided to do, they said taunting before scoring. How often do you see that? You hardly ever see anybody high step anymore because they flagged that for unsportsmanlike conduct. So I'm not getting the gist of the rule, because once you're in the end zone, and maybe you do the dance, or maybe you turn around and point, or maybe you spike the football, or whatever you do, you've already scored. So you put the 15-yard penalty on the point after touchdown, the extra point attempt,
or maybe that is.
I think they need to lessen that. I mean, this all came into effect with Miami of Florida. If you watch the 30-on-30 special with Jimmy Johnson and all that, and what transpired in the Cotton Bowl that year over Texas A&M and the shooting of the fake guns and all that, you have to have some rule in there. I agree with that. But when you don't have it black and white for the officials to say this is a penalty and this isn't a penalty, and you let the officials use their judgment, no, bad idea. And that's what this rule is, a bad idea.
Well, I couldn't agree more. It continues on. We got to shorten the games. Well, who said they were too long? Nobody still ever explained that to anybody, but we got to shorten them for TV purposes and whatnot. You know, there's always something they're meddling in. It's a great game. Leave it alone.
It comes back to what you've said time and time again. It's not up for anybody else to take care of your kids. It's up to you to take care of your kids. Parent your kids. Coach your kids. If the coach is an asshole, then that's why that they are having problems with penalty flags and all that. If you are going to allow your kids to do that, Bo Pelini's not going to allow your kids to do that. Maybe Mike Leach is going to allow your kids to do that. You can pick different coaches that are going to allow that. If it's the coach's problem, then the administration, the school needs to take care of that. There is a fine line, and I understand that some of the, you know, that's not going to probably happen so much at Stanford, the academia schools, and it may happen.
You mentioned Miami back in the heyday.
Say it's South Florida. Say it's a school that at Oregon State, where they have to get athletes that aren't getting into other institutions, and there's reasons why they're not getting into those institutions, and you have to build your program up. I mean, somewhere there's a very fine line about getting these guys in there and then changing the way that they've grown up. You know, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter what it is. You bring that in, it's up to the coaches to all of a sudden temper you down a little bit. You have to have emotion in football, though. And when it's up to the official to decide what kind of emotion you have, it's just never going to work. Somewhere along the line, a game or a national title or a conference champion is going to be decided because an official wants to be noticed.
Oh, that's exactly right, Doug. You mentioned officials. You know, we watch a lot of Big 12 football, and we spend every game, and we think, well, can they be any worse than that? We go to media days. We go to media days, and then, you know, we talk to national people, and they said, Tony, calm down about your Big 12 officials. Watch the Pac-10. So it doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter really where, what you're watching, but when you put their judgment in, it's going to be questioned by everybody out there.
Well, we don't see any of those collegiate officials under the age of 30, so they must, to keep their eyes sharp, to keep up the, you know, keep their energy level going, they must be taking Charger and all the great supplements and getting ready from Complete Nutrition.
Well, you feel like you're physically over the hill when you hit the gym, you get fatigued quickly, and you're still gaining weight, like your age is catching up with you. I know it's happened to me. Well, Complete Nutrition's got the solution. They've got Charger. All it is, people, twice a day, take this little red pill. Take two couple supplement pills with it. Boom goes the dynamite. You feel like a new man. It's a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's testosterone levels. Back to when you're peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core. I've still got plenty to go, but I've got less than I had before I started taking Charger. More stamina and increased insight. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. Get to Complete Nutrition today or call them 308-338-1FIT. That's 308-338-1FIT. Or check them out on the net at CompleteNutrition.com.
Where are they located again?
Just north of where Starbucks used to be, just north of Sunmark.
Well, the National Football League draft is just about a week away, less than a week, depending, I guess, Daddy. If you're thinking you're going in the first round, it's less than a week away. And if you know that you're getting called on Saturday, it's not as cool as it used to be.
Yeah, we're going to see right now who will get drafted in that top round with Dan Parr, Associate Editor for Pro Football Weekly, who joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dan, welcome once again to our show, and thanks so much for the time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Dan, how much has all the trades and the off-field things that have happened in the off-season affected the draft, and obviously quite a few things here just in the last week?
Yeah, the moves that happened in free agency and the trades that have gone down the past few days do affect priorities for teams. You know, early in the draft, at least a lot of teams take the best player available approach, so it might not change what they do so much, but look at a team like the Denver Broncos who just traded Brandon Marshall. They have a real gaping hole at receiver now. You would think that that's something they're going to be looking to fill early in the draft. And so certainly all that has gone down between the end of the season and as we speak has really impacted the way things look. And there have certainly, despite the free agency being watered down a bit because of the uncapped year and more restricted free agents being restricted, I should say. There still has been a lot of movement and a lot of big moves.
Dan, I made a bigger deal out of it as anybody. Santonio Holmes goes for a fifth-round selection. The Pittsburgh Steelers can't possibly get a receiver that does what he was able to do for them. That move really shocked me. Your thoughts on that?
Well, the thing is that the reports are true that the Steelers are prepared to cut Holmes, so they might have gotten rid of him without getting anything in return. That's how fed up they were with him. So they ended up getting something. Obviously, it wasn't exactly fair value, you would say, for a player of his caliber. But at the same time, they just took a player who is going into his contract year and is going to be suspended for the first four games of the year. So, you have to look at it that way as well. But it was a pretty surprising thing to see a receiver like Santonio Holmes go for such a low pick. But the Steelers were adamant that he needed to be gone. So that's what happens in those situations.
Dan Parr from Pro Football Weekly joins us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show as we're less than a week away from the draft. Your thoughts, Dan, on will St. Louis hold on to that number one spot? There was a story out yesterday talking about the Browns were interested maybe in making some moves. There's always some phone calls down there. Percentage-wise, are we closer to 90% that the Rams are going to hold on to that spot?
Yeah, I would maybe even go higher than that in terms of the percentage they'll keep the pick. I'm sure that there'll be some talks, and the Browns maybe are interested in getting Sam Bradford, but the price they have to pay to move up to that first pick is so high, and then you think about all the guaranteed money you're going to have to give to whoever player you pick with that selection. Pretty hard to get a deal done. I don't know how the Rams are. I'm sure they wouldn't mind accumulating more picks and moving down and getting out of that first position. It's, a lot of teams have tried to do that in past years, but we haven't seen it happen. So I don't think that that's going to happen this year either. I think the Rams will end up keeping that pick, and Sam Bradford probably will be the guy going to St. Louis.
Dan, your thoughts on the quarterback race. Is Sam Bradford heads and shoulders above Jimmy Clausen, or just your overall thoughts on that?
In terms of, you know, just the what you hear from evaluators and the way that they're projected to play, you know, we can come back in a few years and figure out just how right on, how on target these evaluations were. But, you know, everyone seems to think the consensus is Bradford is the top quarterback available in this year's draft. And Clausen is a bit behind him, and we're not sure where Clausen exactly is going to fit in the first round. Would think he's not going to drop much farther than wherever Bradford goes, so you know, the possibility of Clausen going in the top 10, I would think. There's a couple teams that have been linked to him, and we'll see what happens there, but I think that Bradford is the most, probably the most polished. He comes off as the most impressive in interviews, I would think. You know, he's coming from a spread offense, so there'll be some time to, he'll need some time to transition to playing in a pro style. But you know, everyone raved about that pro day workout he had, and that certainly helped his stock and maybe sealed the deal in terms of the Rams going with him, assuming they keep that pick.
Dan Parr, Pro Football Weekly, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, with all the Nebraska fans listening, Dan, tell me what happens, because at the end of the bowl season, Ndamukong Suh was the number one pick on, it seemed like, everybody's board, and I think a lot of people still believe he's the best overall player in the draft. And some publications, including yours, has him going as low as fourth in the first round. Well, your thoughts on Sue and what maybe has changed in the last 3 months that takes him off that number one line, if it has at all?
I don't think anything in terms of Sue, you know, negative. I don't think we found a lot of negatives about him that have dropped his stock, so to speak. I think it's that people have found out more about Gerald McCoy and Russell Okun and Bradford, and you know, we do have Gerald McCoy from Oklahoma as the top rated player in this draft. Our draft analyst, Nolan Araki, does a great job. He's very much plugged into what other NFL evaluators are thinking. And you know, while it's not a huge gap between what you're getting in Ndamukong Suh and Gerald McCoy, his personal opinion is that McCoy is going to be the better NFL player. Now, I think we can agree that both players are going to be pretty outstanding. And possibly perennial Pro Bowlers when they do get into the NFL, but Sue is looked at as more of a guy who's going to stuff the run, just be an absolute force in the middle, tough to move, occupy double teams. McCoy can, while maybe not quite as the rock Sue is, he might be able to do a little bit more in terms of getting into the backfield against the pass, getting a little more of a push. He might be, that's the way that I understand the separation between those two at this point, and you know, I still think it's possible that Sue could go at number two. I'd definitely be gone by the fourth pick, I would think. You know, I'm sure that the Buccaneers, who are sitting in good position, who badly need a defensive tackle, are going to be very happy to end up with either player, and they should be, because both are outstanding.
Well, that's what makes the world go around. Everybody's opinion, everybody in Nebraska is saying, he didn't even play every down, that McCoy guy. And they're up in arms, but we'll wait and see next week what goes on here with this NFL draft. Dan, your thoughts overall on how deep this year's draft is?
You know, I think that we've heard it, we've seen it, we've just seen how teams have approached this draft in terms of really wanting to hold on to those picks and accumulate more. This is a deep draft. This is a very good draft. I'm still fairly young, so I don't have a great perspective in terms of going way back and thinking, oh, was this draft a little deeper, or is this more, was there more there then than there is now? But, you know, from everything I've heard and from what I've seen at covering the Senior Bowl and being at the Combine, you know, this is a very talented draft, and the first round is going to be pretty fun to see how it all pans out, because doesn't seem like a lot of teams are going to end up disappointed. There's just good players available very late into this draft. It's going to make it interesting the way the draft is set up this year, because after the first round, teams will be able to kind of recalibrate, kind of look at their boards, reassess things, and there could be some trades that happen. Have plenty of time between the first round and second round, so it doesn't happen until Friday after the first round on Thursday to make some deals and maybe move up and get into position where, you know, because there's going to be a lot of good players still on the board, to go up and get maybe the first pick in the second round or an early pick in that second round to get a chance to get one of these talented guys. So there is some real depth 2010, no question.
Just another minute here with Dan Parr, Pro Football Weekly on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dan, do you think that'll happen, the new format of the draft? Do you think we'll see more moves, or do you think that'll give teams more time to settle down and we'll see less moves?
I think it'll probably be the former. That's all the speculation, at least, is that this could lead to a lot of wheeling and dealing. And I could see it happening. Maybe it won't be to quite the extent that we think it is now, but I think that when you have more time to talk, when you have more time to evaluate and get a read on who's gone where and who's going to do what, I think that probably helps get deals done rather than, you know, stopping those from happening. Usually time is kind of a big factor in how these things, whether these things get done or not, and they have plenty of it now with the breaks between, you know, the first and then the second and third round and then the third and fourth round, with the fourth round starting on Saturday. So I think that will be kind of something to watch for. I think there will be more trades maybe than we're used to seeing.
Dan, has there been one or two players that have jumped up your draft board higher than maybe you expected since the end of the year, and maybe one or two players that have fallen since the end of the year?
Well, I think that there has been a little bit of that. Well, teams do set their boards pretty early on in the process, but certainly with pro days and stuff, teams have certain players have helped themselves and others have not. I think that the guy who's kind of slid a bit is Dez Bryant, maybe from Oklahoma State, and I think he'll still go very early in the draft. But, you know, when you're the top-rated receiver, we usually see those guys go, you know, without question in the top 10. And there's some concerns about, you know, things that led to his suspension his last season at Oklahoma State. And Carlos Dunlap is another guy who, his speed is kind of coming to question with the different times he's had running at 40. In terms of guys who have helped, I think that Armonte Edwards from Appalachian State, he's really showed some athleticism. And when you go to Appalachian State, you're not exactly, you know, in the spotlight all the time, although they did pull off the big upset over Michigan a few years ago, which made them a little bit more prominent school. But he's a guy who people have found more out, learned more about, and could be a guy who, his skills are superior to Pat White, who, you know, was a very much a big pick last year for the Dolphins. So that's one guy that stands out as someone who has become a much more known commodity and a much more sought-after commodity since the season ended.
He's the associate editor with the Pro Football Weekly, getting ready like the rest of us for the draft coming up next week, Dan Parr. Dan, thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and as always, we look forward, as Daddy calls it, to continue covering the Bible of all that is in the NFL Pro Football Weekly.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dan. From the Pro Football Weekly, associate editor Dan Parr joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with the NFL Draft getting underway next Thursday, and I'll tell you that right now we're at Schroeder Smoke Foods, and I want to get back to a couple of things he said. We're at Schroeder Smoke Foods in the Conestoga Mall. Stop by, see us, register to win a party pack for 10. Now, that's right, feeding 10. In fact, maybe you're going to have a new addition to your family. Maybe you want to eat a little bit more food, so you stop by, you register for a party pack for 10. We're here at Schroeder Smoke Foods in the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. And, of course, 10% off the lunch special today. Oh, just getting ready to dive into some of these cheesy taters. They look so outstanding, and then throw it in with a little pork. You're gonna have a little beef. You're gonna go with some beef, and so Daddy's got that going. Whitey Richardson's gonna join us here, Grand Island Zone, in a little bit. We're also gonna be talking with Steve Anderson from Bonner Park. Philip Dillard is gonna join us as well to talk about his draft potential and what he thinks of the Huskers as they get ready for the spring game tomorrow. Daddy, though, I want to go back. I think I'm waiting for this to be more of an issue with the draft being spread out now over these 3 days.
with teams being able to settle back, will there be more trading? Will there be less trading? Dan thinks there's going to be more. You know, I'm not so sure. I think this takes you less time to pull. You got all this time to pull the trigger, and then you just go, you know what? Maybe this is what we're going to do.
Look, I got to be honest with you. They've spent so much time dissecting their players, finding their own players, and getting the people that they want in their organization. That's why I think you don't see them, the trades. You think you see, boy, you see all these blockbuster deals and gobble up these picks. And whatnot. They spent so much time zeroing in on their club's needs. That's why I don't think you see more trades, whether you have more time to it or not. I think that could potentially, you say, well, you start doubting yourself and wondering, but if you believe in your scouting department, you certainly believe in the guys you've got on your draft board, and you just go from there.
Fire off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us on the program today, and it looks like we've got a few folks to get to on the Dent Popper inbox. The new NCAA football rules are good ones, but will taunting be called evenly conference by conference? There's another interesting point brought up on the Dent Popper inbox. Will taunting in the Pac-10 be the same in the SEC, some of the smaller conferences, the WAC, you know, the Big 12? It can't be because, again, it's an individual's call. I think, and it's going to lengthen the game, I think these guys have to get together in conference if they're going to make that big a call. If you're going to pull a play down, I mean, are they going to go to the video review to see if a guy taunted or not? I mean, they go to see if it's a three-pointer in basketball now. They stop the play. Do you go back and say, hey, did that guy really point around and turn around and point or something like that?
I don't know, but when you get a guy that does something, it's pretty much a rash reaction out of a guy to pull a flag out of his pocket and immediately throw it and then go, once the flag's on the ground, go, oh, wait a minute. Maybe if I had that back, if I had to think about it a second longer, maybe you wouldn't have done that. Do you get other officials involved? I don't know. Do you have a meeting with officials and say, hey, what do you have? Do you have time? I mean, how many people? We got to have an overriding vote then?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Again, this does not take effect this season. It takes effect in the season of 2011. So that the teams can get used to it. I'm going to tell you what, the only way to get used to it is to throw the flags immediately, because it's not going to change anything this year, guys. It's not going to change anything, so either do it or don't do it. Doug and Daddy Show live at Schroeder Smoke Foods in the Conestoga Mall here in Grand Island. Stop by, have lunch with us from 11 to 1, 10% off all the lunch specials. They've got the salad bar, pulled pork, beef brisket, footlong hot dogs, so much more to choose from. The sauce is great. Stop by, get 10% off, sandwich and two sides. Maybe you set up a catering deal with graduations and wedding events and family reunions coming up. And don't forget, while you're here, to register to win a party pack for 10. We're going to be drawing out two winners at 1 o'clock today to win those party packs for 10. So come in, Schroeder Smoke Foods here in Conestoga Mall. Enter, the easiest entrance is just on the northeast corner here of the Conestoga Mall. We will take a break. When we come back, a lot more. Steve Anderson, Whitey Richardson, Philip Dillard on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Your next fill-up could be free when you play a little better game at BP. It's easy to play. Just stop by and fill your tank with 8 gallons or more to get a game card. Scratch it off to see if you've won instantly. Then enter your code online for a chance at more prizes. You could win $5,000 to $50,000 in BP gas. Come into BP today to play.
No purchase necessary. Ends May 4th, 2010. Open to legal residents of participating states. $50,000 paid in BP gift cards. For rules, including free game card info and eligibility limitations, see in-store or littlebettergame.com for details.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some lingering clouds early on yet today, but then look for mostly sunny skies to develop with a high around 61 with northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Skies stay clear tonight with a low at 33. On weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show off this Friday, live on location at the Conestoga Mall here in Grand Island at Schroeder's Smoke Booth. Where else would we be? If we're going to have lunch, why wouldn't you have it with us? 10% off the lunch specials today. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich or a beef brisket sandwich. How about a foot-long hot dog, Daddy, with you know, without doing what you normally do? Those are big wieners.
Oh, it looked delicious. I've not had a chance to sink my teeth into one yet. But I'm looking forward to it.
I know you had an appetizer of some cheesy taters and beef brisket during the break because you can vacuum that up way quicker than I can. And how was it?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the cheesy taters, a lot of cheese, a few taters. That's good for me. And that's something Gambino told us earlier, and he was not wrong.
Really, very good. Very good stuff, and we're glad to have you along with us. Stop by from 11 to 1 today here at Conestoga Mall. 10% off all the lunch specials, and don't forget to sign up to win a party pack for 10. That's right, you got a little something going on. Maybe you lost a bet, and you got to fix dinner for somebody. Come over, register, you win, taken care of. It's the best meal they ever had, and they're having it for two winners today. So stop by at our booth just outside the door, and then you go in and you have some great lunch here at Schroeder's Smoke Foods. Enter on the east side of the Conestoga Mall here in Grand Island. Derek brought it up during the break, Daddy. Jerry Rice didn't fare so well yesterday at the Nationwide Tour event, but he wasn't in last place. He fires an 83 yesterday, 11 over par, but he had 8 pars and 1 birdie. So half the hole's good. Other half, not good. I saw some of the highlights yesterday. He was in some places that even I may not have hit out of because they don't let me on those kind of courses. But, boy, he was in some cabbage a couple times.
Now, you mentioned before yesterday that you saw a practice round or him hitting the ball and just said, comparatively to those other players, probably not where he needed to be.
Well, the Golf Channel just this week had the Donald Trump Fabulous World of Golf or whatever, and he was playing heads up with LT. I mean, I watched LT swing, and then I watched Jerry Rice, and he was just in. It was very windy that day, so it did hurt when they were playing some of those long par threes. But Jerry off to a better start today. He's 1 under through 2 holes.
Wow!
And currently, let's see. As I look at the leaderboard, there's Jerry Rice, and then there's this poor guy named Brendan Todd, and then 3 guys that withdrew and 1 that was DQ'd. So Jerry Rice is ahead of 1 guy, and he's 1 under through 2.
Well, to play at that level, some of Jerry Rice probably will concede maybe. You know, it's like Michael Jordan playing baseball. All of a sudden.
Well, up next, one of Grand Island's own joins us here live on the Doug and Daddy Show because Tony, it's baseball season, but I know you want to talk not necessarily baseball. We want to talk a little horse racing as well. But I Google your name. I don't come up with really anything.
No, no.
I don't even think we can find that you're the C2 state scoring leader in the state basketball tournament.
No, it takes you into a weight loss campaign when you
when you pull up Whitey Richardson, then it says, do you mean Jeff Whitey Richardson? We say, oh, yeah, that's who we mean. And then Museum of Nebraska Major League Baseball, played in the majors, looked so young back then, the little guy with his bat in his hand there. And
Still does look good.
Still a good-looking cat, Daddy.
Well, Whitey joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Whitey, your thoughts on your Red Sox?
We're big Red Sox, win or lose, but I think this is our year. I've been
talking to Gambino over there. I was telling him the only thing we have with the Yankees in our house is toilet paper.
That's why he can be on the show anytime.
Yeah, we hate the Yankees.
Exactly. Do you follow anybody besides the Red Sox? You follow your old teams? How does that work for a guy that's been through the chains and made a lot of friends? Is you follow the friends more than you follow the teams?
Probably. Wakefield's still a pretty good friend of mine, so obviously, and then being the Red Sox, that makes it even better. But follow the Pirates a little bit just because I got a lot of friends that are still coaching. But probably the Pirates, the Red Sox more than anybody, and the Yankees, just hoping they get beat.
Well, that's fair enough. And why do you mention when we were setting up this interview, when you're in the majors, well, you seem to be just do your thing, nobody called you, but now you got this horse, and now everybody wants a little bit of your time.
I should have gotten the horse business a long time ago. I didn't know a horse would get you this popular.
I've talked to a couple of guys that have horses. They're not popular.
Yeah.
Why did he tell us this story about how this whole deal got started and your interest in the horse?
Kind of to start things over, Daddy. We're talking about a horse that could possibly run in the Kentucky Derby.
No, it's going to run in the Derby and probably be, what, the third favorite, Mission Impossible, is the name of the Todd Pletcher horse, one of the Todd Pletcher horses. He's got quite a stable this year, probably second to absolutely no one as far as the number of horses will run. But this deal goes all the way back to before you were in professional baseball to a relationship you developed when you're playing college baseball.
Yeah, it was actually my roommate at Louisiana Tech. I played baseball with him, Steve Davis, and he's been in the horse business since he was 19, so probably 22, 23 years. He started a farm, Twin Creeks Farms, in Versailles, outside of Keeneland. Then he got into Twin Creeks Racing. He's got a bunch of brood mares and that type of thing. And he put these different syndicates together, and he's had a few, and they haven't went so great. But he talked me into getting into this one. And in 2006, he kind of talked me into getting into the horse business. And so I kind of got into it. Probably not that smart of a move, but we kind of got lucky with this one. I actually got into this syndicate about 2007. So we've been in with for 2 years. We've got six horses. One passed away, so we're down to five. So with Mission Impossible obviously being the best.
Now, you went to the sale at Keeneland, saw this horse. Actually, it was an eyeball connection with this horse. You thought the horse, in talking to the people that were with you, would go for far more than this horse actually did.
Yeah, the different sales we went to, I don't remember exactly, you know, seeing Mission and all that, but we had an idea on most of these horses. You say, okay, we think it's going to go between this and that, and they go for about twice. Mission we thought would go for a certain amount, and it went for about half what we thought he would go for. So obviously we thought it was a great deal, and it turned out to be a good deal.
Now, how does one get Todd Pletcher? How do you get those names? And the names
I just sat here, by the way. I just want you to know that. I just kind of sit over here and listen to Tony talk.
We'll get you another sandwich.
I just sit here.
How do you get one of those guys to train your horse?
Steve actually has got quite a few horses that run, and Pletcher trains a lot of them. Aspison trains a handful. Michael Maker trains a handful. And it just so happened that this one is under Pletcher, and Pletcher's got, I think we're going to have four going in the Derby, with Escondería being the favorite. But he's a great trainer, and I think the best trainer out there. But obviously there's other good ones. Maker does a great job. Aspison's another great one.
But if you go back to a month ago, Pletcher had, what, eight or nine in contention?
Yep, I think he had eight or nine that had a chance. And really, if it wasn't for last week at the Arkansas Derby, I think he lost three of them that ran bad, and a couple got hurt. But if you looked a week ago, more than likely you would have said that Pletcher will have 8 to 9 horses out of the 20 running the Derby. Amazing.
Oh, so you mentioned that last week?
I mentioned that to you, and this is not true. You don't even know what you're talking about.
That was when we were at Fawner and I was winning and you weren't. You were just mad.
I was mad, but I finally won an argument, and you wouldn't give me credit for winning the argument.
Okay, Tony, you were right. Whitey Richardson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live at the Conestoga Mall at Schroeder's Food. Come out and join us for lunch today, 10% off the lunch specials, and register to win a party pack for 10. When did you know, Whitey, that this horse had this potential? And then kind of follow that up, how did it get into the field?
When he was working as a two-year-old, I think we'd got some information from Fletcher that basically told us that this horse was special. He ran a great maiden special weight. He came back and I think ran third in a second race in a grade three and came flying at the end. And we thought he was bred to go a long way. So, most of these races of two-year-olds are like five and a half furlongs. So we were even surprised he was that competitive at those shorter distances. But then he got hurt, and we were actually thinking about Breeders' Cup. Then he actually got hurt, and they said, you know, he needs like 6 months off, and so we gave him time off. So he's probably going to be the lightest ran horse in the Derby. He's only had five races. But we thought we had something good. Then he came back, and we put him in an allowance race, a non-winners, just to get him back on the track. And he got beat by a neck, but he ran a good race, and he showed that he was healthy. Then we put him in the Southwestern, which was a grade three at Oakland Park. I don't know if you remember the race, but he was in the four hole, and he was like morning odds like 5-1. If you ever been to Oakland Park and you run the mile, you go like 100 yards and you're on the turn. And the race got scratched because of weather, and it was 32 degrees. I was there. It was 32 degrees. The track was fast. The flag was blowing a little bit. And they canceled it, which was unbelievable. I think y'all need to come to Fawner. I mean, holy moly. We go water skiing in this weather. But so they ran it the following week. Then the same 10 horses they drew, and he got the 10 hole, and he went from 5-1 to 15-1. So that tells you right there that they thought. And he got hung out four wide on the first turn. On the backside, he ran four wide the whole way. On the final turn, he ran four wide. He still made up two lengths on the final eight. And we thought he ran so much further than everybody and still had some horse at the end. So, and then he ended up getting third. So fourth, but disqualified to third. So we thought at that time, he's set. We'll put him in the Louisiana Derby. The way the Louisiana Derby set with the long stretch, we thought it would be a perfect race for him. So really, between the Southwest and Louisiana Derby, we really thought that
How many weeks?
That was about 4 weeks. And that was a long 4 weeks because we were talking back and forth, really thinking like, okay, this is it, and perfect track. We thought it was set up for him, and he ran a great race and ended up winning by about a length. And the most encouraging thing is Raheem Marah, when he finished, he had quite a bit in the tank left when he finished and galloped out great. So, and he got up and said he's going to love the mile and a quarter, and hey, how you doing? And he's going to love the mile and a quarter, and we think he will, so.
So has there already been a game plan established for the Kentucky Derby, or is that still to be established? Like, if you draw out where you want to be in the kind of race he wants to run, or are we still a little far out on that?
I really don't know as far as I know the Wednesday before is when they do the draw. And obviously, we'd like to be on the inside gate. But at the same time, I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do. I think he's got enough tactical speed that he can – that no matter where he gets, he can at least get himself in decent position, but hopefully he doesn't have to use too much to get there. But that's really our first thing. You're just hoping for a good post, and then just hope for a good trip and hope you get some luck, and who knows.
And then on the last corner at the Derby, you want him stalking the leaders, obviously, coming from behind.
Yeah, because it looks like there's going to be quite a bit of speed in it. So, we're hoping he stalks the whole way and can save ground on the inside doing it.
Now, what does one do after they win the Louisiana Derby that night?
Actually, we went to Riverside because we had reservations. They had Dresbach tonight out there. So we went and had Dresbach's food at Riverside and celebrated.
Whitey Richardson joins us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Come by and see us. We're here until 1 o'clock at Schroeder's Smoked Foods. I guess I have to ask the obvious question for the fans that maybe don't know. Does this transfer into doing something here at Fawner, getting into some horses here at a different level, horse racing locally?
I know. I've got a lot of friends like from Monty Hinkey and Jacobowski and Andrew Meyer. All those guys got horses. And they're always, Zach Mader's in, they're always getting guys together. And maybe sometime.
Mader needs some help.
Yeah, Mader needs a lot. All those guys need a lot of help, I tell you. Andrew, Hinkey, they actually have one going that's been running at Turfway Park that's been running good for them, a Smarty Jones colt. So
cool.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just kind of fun. I like following their horses, too. And
it's just a different level when Whitey talks about going to the Keeneland sales, where the sheiks, and I mean, the people in racing, when you see them on TV, those are the type of people that are there.
Yeah, it's amazing. The sales are neat. I come home when I get back from them, I'm like wore out. It's, you know, you go from barn to barn and you look, and I don't have a whole lot of, I just kind of like watching them and trying to learn. You know, they're filling these horses, and I'm just like, you know, what are you feeling for? And then they watch him walk through and make sure, you know, knees are straight and all that. And I just kind of watch. And I enjoy more or less like with Aspison. He was with one of us, or did it in one of the syndicates, kind of went with him all on an afternoon and watched him as he was talking about him. I find it more interesting just listening to these guys and just kind of picking stuff up than I, because I don't have a lot of input in this.
Okay, now, if this thing would happen to work out and we would have a Kentucky Derby champion, I mean, you didn't get into this to have a Derby champion. Why? That's got to be the furthest. You got in to have some fun with your buddies that you met in college, and maybe you get a winner here and there, and maybe make a little bit of money. But what is your thoughts on that?
I haven't really thought that far. I'm just hoping for a good trip. I don't want to jinx him.
Well, I got to ask this question because you know a lot of people are going to be at Bonner Park putting money on that horse on May the 1st. You know, like Jim Rome always says on the show, don't blame me if it finishes third, damn it. I didn't have anything to do with it. We got a good horse. We think it's going to do well. You think your horse is going to do well?
I think he'll run good. He had a good work the other day, and everything that I'm getting back from Fletcher's camp sounds really good. And we know he needs to step forward. The way he's ran the last two is not good enough to win the Derby, but he's not a long way off. And you know, Escondria looks like the clear-cut favorite. But in the Derby, I mean, who knows? You stumble out of the gate, you get hung out at the turn. I mean, there's a lot of things. There's going to be a lot of traffic. So, you know, we're mainly just hoping for a good trip and cross our fingers. I mean, I went to church more in the last 2 weeks than I did in the last 10 years. I'm trying to do everything I can.
Well, Whitey, we appreciate you coming by and seeing us. And if we get a little thirsty later, any suggestions?
Yeah. Right.
Like after Fauner gets done today?
Yeah, because I know this food's really good, but when you're done here, stop over to Ball's. And I'll even buy you one.
Hey, I appreciate that, Whitey. I'll be over.
Let's take a break. Don't forget to come by and see us. We're at Schroeder's Smoke Foods here in Conestoga Mall. We've got the lunch specials going on. And I'll tell you what, if you're listening now, the next two folks that come up to our table here and want Kansas City Royals tickets, and we can work with you. They're not for a specific game. Anytime this summer to a home Royals game, a family four-pack of tickets to a Royals game, the next two individuals that come into us here at Schroeder Smoke Foods just walk up to our table and say, you want Royals tickets, and we'll set you up. We're going to take a break. Steve Anderson, track announcer from Fauner, going to join us. Plus, we still have Philip Dillard, Husker football player, who's headed to the draft. He's going to join us in the second hour as well. We're with you till 1 from Schroeder Smoke Foods here on the Duff and Daddy Show.
Sears Automotive Center.
I think my past mechanics have been overcharging me.
Well, Sears Blue Automotive Crew does the opposite by offering price matching on any offer you bring in. Guaranteed.
How?
We match the lowest price no matter what.
Just one thing?
On maintenance services and tires.
Okay, because my old guy said for the price of an oil change, he'd throw in a free Bertoxian job needed.
That doesn't exist, sir, but if it did, we'd match it.
Blast it.
The Sears Automotive Center offers price matching to get you the best price guarantee. Through April 18th, save on Cooper, Bridgestone, and more. Plus, get a Valvoline standard oil change for just $19.99. Visit SearsAuto.com. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
If you wear safety toe shoes on the job, here's some good news. Now there's a safety toe with 44% more room in the toe box. So much more toe room, they're called King Toe. Best of all, King Toe work boots are genuine Red Wing. So you also get premium leathers, hand stitching, and legendary Red Wing construction. King Toe from Red Wing Shoes. Built to fit, built to last. Since 1905.
Get boots that fit your feet, job, and wallet. Find a store at redwingshoes.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Doug and Daddy tailgate at Schroeder Smoked Foods in the Conestoga Mall Food Court, 11 to 1 Friday. Doug and you football the day before the spring game.
That's what it is. That's what it's all about.
Friday, Schroeder Smoked Foods, Food Court, Conestoga Mall. Schroeder Smoked Foods, where Doug and Daddy always eat free. They hope.
I keep my mind inside my head where they can't get at it.
11 to 1 Friday, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460.
Someone said football, so I come running.
And 1550.
We'll see some lingering clouds early on yet today, but then look for mostly sunny skies to develop with a high around 61 with northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Skies stay clear tonight with a low at 33. Now, weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. Back with you here from Schroeder Smoked Foods at the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. Glad to have you along with us. Extended show today until 1 o'clock. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Steve Anderson, the track announcer at Bonner Park, is going to join us. And we know you can't all be with us here at Schroeder's in Grand Island or even in Shelton at their original location. So if you're driving around Kearney today, don't forget to stop by Godfather's Pizza with their new location, and you can give them a call at 234-4444. Their new location is on North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza, just west of Complete Nutrition, now bigger and better with two dining rooms. It'll seat about 140 people, and they have got that great new buffet. You know, you used to go get a sandwich or order a pizza. It was all good, sandwiches and a mini pizza. You can still do that, but now a buffet. We were up there earlier this week. It was outstanding yet again. New extended hours from Sunday through Thursday. They're open 11 a.m. to 10. Then today, Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. with delivery every day during store hours. Plus, you can enjoy ESPN on several of their big television screens while you eat. It doesn't get any better in Kearney than Godfather's Pizza. Stop by and see them today or call for delivery at 234-4444 in their new location on North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza. Coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the second hour today. Again, a reminder that tomorrow the Nebraska spring game, and that is going to be heard on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Pre-game at 11 a.m. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. And kind of funny that, as Greg Sharp mentioned, during the Husker baseball games the other day, Bo Pelini, he called him and said, hey, we need to do our pre-game interview. And Bo said, what? Just a practice. What do we do? But over 70,000 fans will be on hand tomorrow. If you can't be there, take the radio and put it on 94.5 The Breeze. We'll have all the action for you tomorrow. One other Husker football note, Cozad Jr. Jared Crick, the Nebraska defensive tackle, one of 42 players to be named to the 2010 Lott Trophy watch list. And that goes, of course, to a player who has had the biggest impact on their team on or off the field. And Dominican Sue, a finalist last year. I think it was the only award he didn't win because TCU's Jerry Hughes, Texas Christian's Jerry Hughes, won that award. Sue was a finalist. But, again, they add people, they take people off. And this is the preliminary list. But the Crick, one of 42 players that are on that list. A reminder, we've given away one set of our Royals tickets. Next two people that come in, we're going to just keep rolling that over, that come in and say they listen to the Doug and Daddy Show here at Schroeder Smoked Foods. Just come up to our table, say you want Royals tickets. We're going to set you up to a family four-pack anytime this summer, you get to pick the game. So stop by, swing by here, and come up and get your Royals ticket here at Schroeder's Smoke Foods. When we come back, Bonner Park track announcer Steve Anderson will join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Cord Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Cord Walker Mowers. A Walker Mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control. Plus, the center discharge tilt-up deck and power-dump catcher create an excellent grass handling system. Call me to schedule a demonstration.
This is continuing coverage of NCAA Championship Basketball. KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
ESPN Superstation. SportsCenter. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the SportsCenter update on ESPN. The Nebraska football team will wrap up spring football practice tomorrow with a red-white game at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Kickoff will be at 1 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 11 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Nebraska junior defensive tackle Jared Crick is one of 42 players who have been named to the 2010 Lott Trophy watch list. Named after Hall of Famer Ronnie Lott, the Lott Trophy is awarded to college football's Defensive Impact Player of the Year. As a sophomore, Crick earned first-team All-Big 12 honors from the league's coaches. He set a school record with 5 sacks in Nebraska's 20-10 win at Baylor on October 31st. The Nebraska baseball team opens a 3-game series with the Kansas Jayhawks tonight at Hawks Field in Lincoln. The Huskers are 17-16 in the season. They're 4-8 in the Big 12 Conference. The Jayhawks are 20-13-1, 3-5-1 in the conference. First pitch will be at 6:35, pregame show at 6:04 tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Sidney Jones hit a walk-off grand slam with one out in the bottom of the seventh on a 3-2 pitch to give Iowa State a 9-5 win over the Nebraska softball team yesterday in Ames. Ashley Hageman took the loss in relief for the Huskers. She went 4 1/3 innings and gave up 4 hits and 6 runs. Hageman struck out 3 and walked 3. The loss ends a 5-game winning streak for the Huskers. Nebraska is now 25-18 in the season. They're 4-4 in the Big 12 Conference. They'll play host to Baylor this weekend. Hastings College baseball team will be on the road this weekend. The Broncos will play at Sioux Falls tomorrow and at Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday. The softball team will play host to Morningside tomorrow at the Smith Softball Complex. Game times are set for 1 and 3 o'clock. The Nebraska Kearney baseball team will host Colorado School of the Mines in a 4-game RMAC series this weekend. And the Loper softball team is on the road to play 2 doubleheaders in Pueblo, Colorado. That's sports.
It's a fact. Accidents happen. The wrong time to become concerned about your insurance coverage is after you've met someone by accident. Make sure that you have the right coverage at the right price by contacting the Kroll Agency in Hastings, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency offers auto insurance from Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity theft recovery built right into their auto policy for no additional premium. Contact the Kroll Agency Incorporated for a free quote today.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show here at the Conestoga Mall, Schroeder's Smoke Foods, for another 50 minutes or so. They're here and open for you all day long. Stop by, 10% off the lunch specials today. That's a sandwich and two sides. I went with double cheesy taters, but that's because I'm sitting next to Tony. The beans, I'm sure, are great. It's all great. I know it's all great. The pulled pork I had, outstanding. Daddy dominated some beef brisket today, and I'm pretty sure you'll be going in for a second plate of something else.
Yes, I mean, excellent. I got to have a hot dog.
Well, yeah, foot-long hot dogs, big, huge salad bar here. In the evening, they add baby back ribs. You can get a smoked prime rib here as part of their catering. Don't forget graduations, weddings, family reunions, maybe just an office party. Catering is there for you at Schroeder's Smoke Foods here in Grand Island. Prime rib, New York strip steaks, pulled pork, pork loin. They're going to customize your get-together with what you want. What kind of food you want? I'm going to set it up for you and make sure you get some cheesy taters.
Yeah, cheesy taters. That's got to be a must.
They're outstanding, and we're glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today at the Conestoga Mall and Schroeder Smoke Foods, where folks are rolled in for lunch, and we want you to do so as well. And the folks here at Schroeder's Mall and the gang want to remind you that next week, next Thursday, they will be at the Taste of Home Cooking going out the fairgrounds in Hastings, the Adams County Fairgrounds there in Hastings. That starts at 4 o'clock, so send the gals out, and they'll bring you back some food or slip out yourself. Taste of Home Cooking next Thursday at the fairgrounds in Hastings, getting underway at 4 o'clock, and Schroeder Smoke Foods will be a part of that. We're going to talk with, well, during the last break, let's face it, Daddy, you were over talking with Whitey, getting a lot more information.
Well, you know, it's just neat, you know, to see some good things happen to good people. And Whitey's, Whitey's been a coin slash friend of mine for several years over here, the owner of Balls, and to stop in there every once in a while and see him and the guys. And, you know, it's pretty interesting. You know, you're winning a race like the Louisiana Derby. And, you know, I'm just like, what were your emotions? And, you know, he said, well, you know, he said, before the race, he said, you're kind of like when you're getting ready to play the Yankees, which I don't know what it feels like, but he said, there's...
Well, like when you guys play Cambridge.
Yeah, okay. Kind of like that, but way different deal. And, you know, you start to get excited like that, and then he said, you know, when not many people knew what was running, but people at Bonner weren't, you know, a whole lot of them weren't interested in Louisiana Derby, but a few of the friends started to gather around, and when they knew he could sweep around the outside and had a chance down the stretch, he said it was pretty exciting. And I said, any tears or just, he said, no, he said, I will admit though, he said that afterwards I was getting several texts and some emails from people and acquaintances and friends. And he said, my hands were shaking an awful lot. I had a heck of a time texting people back. But he said, other than that was the excitement. But, well, you know, when you get a horse of that caliber and you win that race, you know where the next race is, and that's pretty much a no-doubter there. Do you want to be in the Derby? Well, of course you want to be in the Derby. And if you get a chance to YouTube that race call, I guess it's a great race call coming down the stretch in that race.
I should pull that up. I didn't know it was out there, Daddy. We could have done that. Do you remember what it paid? Let's try to look that up here. Did he tell you what it paid?
No, I was pretty good at I can't tell you right off the bat.
All right, I'll do some more checking on that. A couple of other sports notes as we move along here. The UNK folks have put together their annual Blue Gold, like they always do. The golf tournament this year has been announced, and we have given away our Royals tickets, by the way, so we'll tell you who the winners of that were in just a moment. But we want to let folks know that the 2010 Blue Gold Golf Tournament, and thank God this year I don't have to hear about who the defending champion is, Monday, June the 14th. At the Kearney Country Club and Metal Arc Hills Golf Course, previous participants should have already received their registration forms. They're encouraged to turn in their entries right away. Six-person teams tee off at 10 a.m. and the 19th hole following at Kearney's Holiday Inn. So contact, go to lopers.com, or you can contact Sean for one of the biggest athletic events of the year, 865-8184, if you want to get signed up for the Blue Gold Golf Scramble benefiting UNK Athletics. And also, the new women's basketball coach at UNK is going to be in town, Kevin Chaney, and a chance to come out and meet and greet him. A public reception will be held this Monday, April 19th, for Kevin Chaney at the UNK Alumni House on 2222 9th Avenue. It's going to go from 5 to 6, so right after work, slide on out on Monday at the UNK Alumni House. Refreshments will be provided to meet the new women's basketball coach, Kevin Chaney. You found out.
16-20 to win, 7-1.
That's not bad.
Impossible pay.
It's not quite as good as what Doug paid Saturday at Fox Park, but it's okay.
Yes, kind of hit a little lick there, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Was glad to see that. We're going to take a break. We're back with more from Schroeder Smoke Foods. Come and see us here at the Conestoga Mall. We have given away our Royals tickets. We'll tell you who got those after this.
How long does it take to mow your lawn? Come to Ace Hardware and cut that time in half. Test drive a Toro Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn riding mower this Saturday during demo day. Kick the tires and start one up. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. And at Ace, your Toro mower comes fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. Test drive a Toro during demo day this Saturday, April 17th, from 9 to 4 at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hand.
Weekend mornings are hard to wake up and get going. So Sportsman's Restaurant is giving you a reason to get up and get to Gibbon for a full breakfast menu Saturdays from 6 to 10. And all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet and fresh fruit bar on Sundays for only $5.95. And as if that's not enough to make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon, Sportsman's is doing a Sunday brunch buffet from 11 to 2 for only $7.95 as well. Sportsman's, giving you a reason to get up this weekend.
Hi, this is Doug Duda, here to tell you about Premier Rental Purchase in Kearney. If you haven't seen their awesome store, jam-packed with the best products, then I'm telling you, you need to get down there today. Do you want that brand-new high-definition television in your home? Well, you can count on Premier with their 120 days, same as cash, and free guaranteed same-day delivery. Tell them Doug and Daddy sent you and get 10% off any cash and carry or rental purchase item in the store. Call 234-1414, visit them online at premierne.com, or stop in on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney across from Pizza Hut.
We'll see some lingering clouds early on yet today, but then look for mostly sunny skies to develop with a high around 61 with northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Skies stay clear tonight with a low at 33. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Well, we're continuing the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from Shredder's Smoke Booth, Calistoga Mall here in Grand Island. We're glad to have you along with us. We're here until 1 o'clock. Stop. Enjoy lunch. Last time I noticed that, Daddy, everybody's going to eat a little lunch, aren't they?
Everybody is eating lunch because they smell it. And that's all it takes over from Shredder.
We're right here in the food court. The easiest way to get in is to come in on the east side. Don't forget to register. We're going to have two winners at the end of the show for a party pack of 10. That means a meal for 10 folks. Well, what a great way to invite some friends over and pay them back or take care of the wife or whatever the case may be. Take care of things and be a winner here today. We have already had four winners today. Away tickets to a Royals baseball at their leisure. Mark Lease from Grand Island, Justin from Wood River, LB Maneri from Grand Island, and Tom Reisdorf from Grand Island, all going to go see some Royals baseball. Mark, LD, Dustin, and Tom, best of luck, and thanks for stopping by and seeing us. And they all enjoy some lunch today here at Schroeder Smoke Food, and you can as well. Don't forget, they're here for your catering needs as well. Get a prime rib. I'm sure they're going to give you all the pulled pork and beef brisket and the salad bar as well, but you can also get prime rib and New York strip steaks and pork loin and all of that for your graduation, which is unbelievably less than a month away for most people. For some of the slow kids, it's more than a month away. You graduated in July, right, Daddy?
I had to pass a little summer work.
Smoke Food's a girl's best friend here in Grand Island. We're glad to have you along with us. Also along with us, we've come to his town today. Calling him on the phone. We get to have him live in person. We've taken him down from high atop Park. Steve Anderson joins us, the track announcer at Bonner Park. Steve, great to see you one-on-one. When you're not actually working.
This is fantastic, but I never quit working, guys, because when all you do is talk for 11, I could go 24-7 in that regard. Now, I'm tickled to death to be invited here today and be amongst great company. I mean, Eddie Richardson's a real feather in my cap, and I don't know, you know how I like to talk, I don't know how much time you're going to give me, but I want to tell you a Whitey Richardson story, all right? And I don't know if he's ever sat down and relayed any of the great Pete Rose stories that he had when he played for him, when Pete was a manager for the Cincinnati Reds. But my uncle grew up with Whitey's dad down in the Red Cloud area. Dean Richardson, bless his soul, a tremendous man, was a fantastic athlete as well. In fact, and he grew up in Franklin or thereabouts, which was close by Red Cloud, and my uncle told me that he was the best athlete and certainly the best baseball player that he had ever had the privilege of playing with or watching as he grew up as a kid. At any rate, using that relationship, and of course, Dean and brought the family here to Grand Island, and you know, we got to watch Whitey growing up, and I had an opportunity to go see Whitey play in spring training one year when he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and of course, you know, we got a hold of his dad. The next thing we know, why my uncle and I were in Plant City, Florida, and we're sitting literally in the front row right behind home plate. There was another guy on the Pittsburgh Pirates that year, somewhat in the infancy of his career. His name was Barry Bonds. And Whitey started that day.
His hat size was smaller.
Yeah, well, Whitey's?
No, Barry.
How many words can they have when they only wear a size to that? You know, at any rate, that's going to get me in trouble. Some of my junkie friends are listening out there. At any rate, somewhere along the line, Whitey's playing, he started out in center field that day, and then he came in and played shortstop, and he played pretty much the whole game, and he had two or three hits, a stolen base. And Mr. Bonds absolutely just mailed in his performance. I think he struck out the two times that he came to the plate, as we call it. The second time, the crowd's really on him. My uncle stands up and says, "Hey, Barry, go back to Boise." And there was a hush. I hit him in the side. I'm going, "We got these tickets from Whitey Richardson, and we're right in the heart of all the families of the players on both teams, especially the Pittsburgh Pirates." And sitting right behind us was Barry's wife, his young son. At any rate, they didn't usher us out of the complex. I've been kicked out of better places, but I just wanted to that long. It's one of those times you'll never, ever forget. And what... so many thrills that Whitey gave us. I'll tell you what, I couldn't be more tickled to death with his association with this mission. And in fact, I took advantage of you bringing me in here today because I lined him up as my guest on a satellite show that we do tomorrow that originates at Farnham Park, and I look forward to visiting with him about it. He has an experience, I think, probably the ultimate piece in all of racing, to go to the Kentucky Derby. I just can't even imagine how he must feel inside, and that particular day will be overwhelming for him.
Well, I was surprised there were no tears. You know, when I asked him, I said, "Were there tears?" Because if you know the logical next step, if the horse is fine, is a Derby. I think that I would have been
the first time around. I think just by talking to Whitey, it hasn't even sunk in.
You know, I don't think it possibly can until you hear the home when they parade the horses out in front of the grandstand. Now, you know, the highs in this game are so very, very high, and the lows can be so very, very low. And I know through experience of being a horse owner myself that, you know, until that day comes, 1,000 things can go wrong with Mission Impossible, which would prohibit him from showing up at the starting gate. You know, I mean, it's just incredible. These horses need so much terrific care. I can't explain. You know, they're difficult to keep on a regular basis. The great ones, I mean, the Zenyatta has defied the odds of being so good at the top of her game for so very long. That just doesn't happen in this sport anymore. But so I think, you know, he kind of has to take an even keel because he's been in the game long enough as well to know that, you know, the attrition rate of horses. You can buy a horse, and 90% of them will never, ever get to the racetrack. Of the 10% that do, another 80% will never win a race. You know, now we're talking about a significant small number of horses, and this is constant.
Not that money that makes it a major baseball. If you want to size it
absolutely
down.
Absolutely.
Why he was one of
that,
those.
He defied the odds. The man's walking on cloud nine.
He's so lucky. He's just... Steve Anders enjoyed us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we are at Schroeder's Smoked Foods until 1 o'clock. Stop by and see us and grab some lunch and 10% off the lunch specials today
you know, speaking of highs and lows, I think that transitions perfectly into the last two of the last three Saturdays that I have attended here at Bonner Park. 3 weeks ago, Doug didn't know where he was. Saturday, Doug hits the blind by just a little bit of nose and pays 35.80 to win.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about this sport or game, isn't it? I mean, what have you done for me lately? I mean, it's a marathon, and that's the way I approach it. You know, you guys only get to the racetrack maybe a couple of times a year, and I can't fault you if you bet your brains out at the windows, you know, because we may never, ever see you again. When you're at the racetrack every day like me, you have to play it like there's always tomorrow. It never ends, whether it's live racing or simulcasting. So I preach at length probably in some of the few engagements I get to go out and talk to the public that, you know, you don't have to know what I know about handicapping everything else. I mean, when you go to the window, they don't ask you how you got that horse, especially when you cash a ticket, you know. So I say throw the racing form away, throw the program away. Just enjoy the moment, let it all savor in your heart, and have fun with it. Bet your lucky numbers. The color of the silks that you see out on the racetrack is any things like that, because you can still have a tremendous amount of fun.
You ought to try that, Tony.
Yeah, I do better doing that, too.
The problem is I don't have any lucky numbers, do you?
You know, it goes back to the guy that says, you know, he's 1 for 20, Ben. The guy says, why don't you try betting hockey? He says, I don't know a damn thing about hockey.
Yeah, what do I know about hockey?
Steve Anderson joins us here on the Duck and Daddy Show. Steve, things that have happened lately at Bonner Park, you've got the entries in for the Bosselman.
Well, we've got nominations.
They're nominations, excuse me.
And, you know, gosh, we got 33 names on the list. I've been there long enough when I've seen 70 or 80 names on that list. Quite frankly, I'm not sure that two-thirds of those names, if not more, are even remotely interested in coming. You know, Steve Asmussen, for example, he's always got two or three. He's at the mountaintop. He's the top trainer in the world. And he's never showed up here at Bonner Park. We've got folks out there in the racing office with no connections, that know people that work for him. They always have a horse that kind of fits. Going in a race that offers $75,000 to $100,000. The biggest problem for these guys on the major league level is that they've got to find a horse that maybe can adapt to our 5/8 mile track out there, because, you know, they're all playing on the big mile tracks, and it's a different experience. I stumbled into a response from trainer Mickey Washburn a few weeks ago. I'd never ever thought about this. He had a horse that was coming around the turn, leading by 6 lengths, that he'd shipped up here from Oaklawn Park, and suddenly this horse just starts to drift out to the outer fence, loses his stride, and the interest that he had, I mean, the horse is looking all around. Well, anyway, miraculously, this horse gave up that 6-length lead, dropped back by 2 or 3 lengths, and you know how short our stretch is, and somehow came back on the rail and won in a head bob at the wire. I asked Mr. Washburn about that, and he says it's that starting gate that sits, when they run 6 furlongs, they pull it straight into the infield and leave it right there. As hard as that gate crew works to try to sweep up the tracks and rake them, there's still indentations on the track, which is distracting to a horse, which is incredible to me. But what this horse and so many that come in off the mile track have never experienced before is that monstrous starting gate that's sitting right there on the inside rail, and it scares the living daylights out of them. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen this and never gave it a thought. On a mile track, in relationship to this, they went out of a chute going 6 furlongs, Tony.
And they
never see that gate again. And never, ever see it. So those little idiosyncrasies, if there's 100 of them, are always playing through the minds of these trainers and owners. Consequently, the majority of the horses that you see on our nominating list for the Bosselman race have no intentions of coming here whatsoever.
Well, the Nuts did not get it done last week in the Down Mile. I'm sure had the Nuts won that, it was going to be right back there in the forefront of the possible. Is it still going to be in the forefront of the
possible? You know what? I went back. I think you guys were there that day, weren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, what a traumatic experience. I went down to the winner's circle, and it was like everybody was in shock. It was so quiet. And then I looked up in the grandstand. I'm talking to trainer Jason Wise and the jockey Jordan Alesiak. And then it also dawned on me, there's nobody in the grandstand, which was incredible in itself because our crowds had been tremendous. But this horse, the Nuts, went off at 2-5, had just come off maybe one of the most convincing wins in his young racing career. And they scoped him afterwards. They brought the bets out. Trainer Stephen Hall thought that he had bled through his Lasix, which he'd never done before. Seemed kind of odd that maybe that would happen, but it does. And they did find out that he had blisters in his throat, which is a common thing for horses, especially early in the year in an environment like Fauna Park has, where it's wet and it's cold and the extreme temperatures that they have to deal with day in and day out. This is treatable. And I was back out in the barn on Monday, and this horse is already kicking the barn doors down. And he's a handful, and most good horses are. He's an athlete. He's a huge-looking horse. He looks like a man amongst boys when they bring him out in front of the grandstand at Fauna Park. He's going to race in the Bossaman. There's no doubt in my mind. He's going to come back. This is what they point for every year. And he's good enough. He won it 2 years ago to certainly come back and win again because he's getting better. At 6 years of age, he's getting better, and that's odd, I think, as well. But in this case, that's what's happening with this horse.
Must be taking Charger.
Yeah, I think he is.
What's going on this weekend, Steve?
Well, you know, we're down to just 10 live racing days left. We've got a nice 10-race card today. And by the way, guys, I don't know what your plans are afterwards, but I got a couple of clubhouse tickets in case you'd like to be my guest. You know, I've learned in this business, Doug, that I've held on to my season tickets, you know, because forever is a very long time. I'd love to be calling the races out there as long as I can still see them and talk about them. But I'm not going to let these Ducats go. But I don't need them today. So if you and Daddy like to be my guest, you know, the guys that hang around my table over there are a pretty motley crew.
Are they all safe? They return safely?
If you get there early. If you get there late, I can't guarantee that. But at any rate, and if you want to give them away, you're more than welcome to. I've got a souvenir program here for the card this afternoon, Tony, so you can save a couple of bucks there. And it's been autographed by Whitey Richardson to give it some value. And you know, you want to hold on to it as a keepsake. If you'd like me to devalue it, I'll write my name on that cover as well. I didn't mark the program, though. But all you have to do is either, Wayne Anderson always reminds me, tell those guys just to look at the bottom of the program. He sets the morning line and picks for the program. And then I give the selections each and every race as well. And they truly are the horses I like, guys. I think the most commonly asked question of me as I, you know, bumble and stumble around this area is, well, who do you really like today? These are the horses that I really, really like. I know a few guys in the industry that may mislead the public, and I probably took you to the poorhouse.
No, I was just going to say the funny thing is, you know, it seemed like back in the day, whoever the announcer was, whether it was Steve or before Steve, that'd come up, then you'd watch the board, and all the ladies would run up to the board and take whatever the track announcer said, and you'd see the odd shift. They're not really shifting on your picks lately, Steve.
I would beg to disagree, but, you know, I've had a few kicks in the shin lately, so I'll accept it. I take my handicapping seriously because I know people are listening. They're not only listening at the racetrack. We go out to, we're up to almost 12 states now in our nation simulcasting hookup and some 100 venues. And, you know, you gain a reputation over the course of time. I've created a few enemies on the backside because I've had horses that legitimately were 20-1 in the morning line and probably should have gone off higher than that I liked. And I know to just humbly disagree with you, Doug, I know that I do have an impact on ultimately what those odds are on the infield tote board only because I watch a lot. I look at perspective, pick three payouts, pick four payouts, and I can tell you what, I've had numerous horses this year that were 80-1 that I had picked to win. Then I do a 5-minute gig, you know, when the horses are down the paddock trying to present my case and argue why this horse deservedly is my top selection there, And I could just see, I could just watch the odds go down. Now, I've had days where I've had to take the emergency exit out the back door and sneak away from the track, because, you know, these folks that do take whatever I had to say seriously, and I want them to. I want them to go to the windows with confidence, but they're not, they have come equipped with rope and whips.
It's a long way up there.
And every once in a while, you know, I try to get out of there incognito.
Well, 3 o'clock today, and, of course, 1:30 on the weekends. We got 3 weekends left to go here.
We're going to go the weekend after the Derby this year,
which is
the first. But the Derby hits on the 1st of May, which is extremely early. And we started a week later. So those final 2 weeks, we just go on Friday and Saturday, and we'll be dark on Sunday.
Did our fellows all return safely from the Arkansas Derby?
They have. I've yet to get a story. I know they're there. Everybody has a story. That's what I love about what I do, and I know that's what you love about what you do. Bill Kelly's is a longtime listener of this program and probably is tuned in right now. They say he's got one for the Hall of Fame to tell, but I haven't got him alone yet to figure out if it's horse related or it comes from some other venue. I have no clue.
I'll bet it's which way I would guess. I'll bet it's horse something. When we get on XM radio or something, we'll be able to talk. Steve, we'll see you up high atop Fodder Park. As always, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure. I love you guys. I love the support that you give Nebraska horse racing. And if your neighborhood, you know the price is right, because general admission and parking are always free. As always, I can't wait to see you. Races.
Steve Anderson, Fodder Park, 3 o'clock. Get out. There's a beautiful day. You know, it's that day that it's really not nice enough to go fish or golf. It's
in the field.
You can't really be in the field because that's rain. It's the day you go to Fodder.
There you go.
I mean, I know we're in that transition where Fodder, I love going there when it warms up a little bit, but they don't want it to warm up too much because then you know where people have to get in the field and get ready for the spring and summer. Today, a perfect day, and I'm thinking tomorrow going to be a pretty good day as well. We are live at Schroeder's Smoked Foods, Conestoga Mall here in Grand Island. Stop by and get a pulled pork or beef brisket sandwich. They got the foot-long hot dogs, the salad bar, all lunch specials, 10% off, even more today. And stop by to register. We've got about 15 more minutes for you to register to win one of 2 party packs for 10 that we'll be drawing out at the end of the show today. We still have former Husker Philip Dillard set to join us here in just a few moments, but we need to take a break, and we'll do that here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The Huskers are back in 2010 with a top 10 start dancing in their heads. Will they get there? Find out. Sean Callahan's report from the Big Red Spring practices coming up next.
If you've got the itch to ride, then get to Motorsports Sale and Service, where you'll find a great selection of new and used scooter, motorcycles, and ATVs from Yamaha, Suzuki, Honda, and Hyosung. Dirt bikes, sports bikes, go-karts, and Adley 150cc scooters starting at $1,999. They've got four-wheeled work, off-road fun, and open-road adventure, like a Hyosung 250 sport bike for only $31.99. Come see all the great deals at Motorsports Sales and Service, West Highway 30, just past Highway 281, Grand Island.
Detterdings announces Cash for Junkers. Hi, Doug Detterding, and that's right. Detterdings, the entire month of April, will allow you up to $150 in trade for your old crummy grill in exchange for a new original Big Green Egg or an American-made Broilmaster grill. In fact, as judged by our Kearney and Grand Island staff, the ugliest grill gets a bonus, a six-pack of ribeyes. Bring us your tired, your poor, your huddled mess of a grill, and we'll make the exchange at either the Detterdings, Kearney, or Grand Island stores.
It's a quality of life.
For today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. One of the biggest advantages for Nebraska over other schools with their spring game is just the recruiting opportunity it provides each year. Around 15 scholarship-offered recruits are expected to be at the Red-White game, and head coach Bo Pelini said NU will take full advantage of that opportunity.
You know, we get a lot of kids here. You know, obviously, we wouldn't be real excited about bringing, you know, recruits on campus if we were going to have 10,000 people, you know. But obviously, we have this, you know, environment here. area where we get a filled house and the people are excited about it, and so we use it to our advantage in recruiting.
Defensive coordinator Carl Pellini called the red-white game a special day.
It's a great day for these guys. It's a great day for recruiting. It's a big part of who we are. I mean, we talk about that to our recruits all the time, and it's a special thing for our players after putting in 15 hard days in the spring.
Kickoff for Saturday's red-white game is set for 1 o'clock. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
Listen for Sean Callahan twice every day on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. 7:51 in the morning, 12:21 every afternoon. Direct from spring practice in Lincoln through the red and white game.
If anxiety or outright fear of dentists has caused you to avoid proper dental care and your smile has fallen into a state of long-term neglect, our team is here to help you. I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with Metalark Dental Associates and have served the Tri-City area for 30 years. Sedation dentistry is good news. With sedation dentistry, proven procedures can be performed as you relax in comfort. We can accomplish more in a single visit, reducing the number of appointments needed to restore your smile. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com, MeadowlarkDental.com, or call for an appointment at 308-234-3668, 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We'll see some lingering clouds early on yet today, but then look for mostly sunny skies to develop with a high around 61 with northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Skies stay clear tonight with a low at 33. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at Schroeder Smoke Foods here in the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. So glad to have you along with us. And don't forget, Daddy, that this weekend, you want to grill some steaks up, what are you going to do?
Well, you've got to stop by Trauma's Quality Meats, first of all, because you've got to get a grill. You head to Lincoln for the tailgate, and they've got the Green Mountain Grill. You got to ask Kerry about it, because it's not that overly, you don't need to overanalyze things and think, oh boy, this thing's got so many things, I can't figure it out. Hey, we figured it out with Kerry's. Digitally control your temperature. Got all the pellets you need, whatever flavoring you need. Grill, grill, grill with a Green Mountain Grill. Hey, the Beef and Trout is USDA certified. Promote and always stop by and see quality steaks and Traveler's Quality Meat, certified Angus meat. They got the best ground beef around. We talk about the bacon. Once you buy bacon at Traveler's Quality Meat, you will not buy bacon for anywhere else. I've said that before. I'll say it again. Plus, the Kansas City barbecue sauce with several flavors to choose from. They're unique and awesome. All of them. Plus, the wine selection is second to none. Troutman's Quality Meat. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Cross the street from Bob's Superstore. Check them out today.
It's a spring game. Why not tailgate for the spring game tomorrow with all the great food from Troutman's Quality Meats? Do it at home, folks. There's nothing better. Or just, you know, you can be weird. You can go over to the neighbors. Just tailgate in their driveway if they're not home.
You know what? Maybe they don't like you.
They will if you bring them to Traveler's Quality. No doubt about it. Folks, don't forget, we're here until the top of the hour. That's those lunch specials, another 10% off at Schroeder Smoke Foods. Stop by, pick up a T-shirt, sign up to win one of the two party packs for 10. That's right, meals for 10 from Schroeder Smoke Foods here in the Conestoga Mall. The easy entrance is on the east side. We want to see you. And when we come back, Philip Dillard is going to join us, the former Husker, getting ready for the draft. We'll talk to him a little bit about the draft. We'll probably also ask him a little bit about the spring game tomorrow. All that and more coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Well, the incumbent recovering from surgery, Cody Green and Taylor Martinez, will get their chance to show who deserves to be the main challenger to Zach Lee for Nebraska's starting quarterback's job. Green and Martinez will perform in a game day environment in the Cornhuskers' annual red-white scrimmage on Saturday. Husker head coach Bo Pelini will allow full contact for all quarterbacks besides Cody Spano, who is coming off of knee surgery. Pelini and his assistants are dividing the roster to make the teams as competitively even as possible. Pelini said regular game clock timing will be used the first half with a running clock starting in the third or the fourth quarter. Athletic department officials expect some 80,000 fans to be on hand. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 11 on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Nebraska baseball team opens up a three-game series with the Kansas Jayhawks tonight at Hawks Field in Lincoln. The Huskers are 17-16. They are 4-8 in the Big 12 Conference. The Jayhawks are 20-13-1, 3-5-1 in the conference. First pitch will be at 6:35. Pre-game show at 6:04 tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Sidney Jones hit a walk-off grand slam with one out in the bottom of the seventh on a 3-2 pitch to give Iowa State a 9-5 win over the Nebraska softball team yesterday in Ames. The loss ends a five-game winning streak for the Huskers. Nebraska is now 25-18. They're 4-4 in the Big 12 Conference. They'll play host to Baylor this weekend. The Hastings College baseball team will be on the road this weekend. The Broncos will play at Sioux Falls tomorrow and at Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday. The softball team will play host to Morningside tomorrow at the Smith Softball Complex. Game times are at 1 and at 3. The Nebraska Kearney baseball team will host Colorado School of the Mines in a four-game RMAC series this weekend. Game 1 is coming up tonight beginning at 6 at Memorial Field. The UNK softball team is in Pueblo, Colorado for a pair of RMAC doubleheaders. The Lopers will play Colorado State Pueblo tomorrow and Adams State on Sunday. Lincoln Pius won the York Golf Invitational yesterday at the York Country Club. The Thunderbolts finished with a team score of 307. Beatrice was second with a 328, and Bishop Newman finished third with a 329. St. Cecilia tied for sixth with a 339. Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia shot a 77 and finished seventh. Adams Central won their own golf invitational yesterday at the Southern Hills Country Club in Hastings. The Patriots finished with a score of 315. Kearney Catholic was second with a 322, and Gibbon was third with a 323. Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon was a medalist with a 74. Micah Schutte of Adams Central was second. He also shot a 74, but lost a five-hole playoff with Reinertsen. Brady Barrett of Adams Central finished third. Brock Dudick of Adams Central was fourth. And Scott's Bluff won the Hastings Invitational yesterday at the Lachlan Country Club. Norfolk finished in second. Omaha Creighton Prep was third. Kearney fourth. Grand Island fifth. And Hastings was sixth. That's sports.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement, and when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
Oh, what a place, Bogart's Food Store.
Celebrate three great years in Kearney for Bogart's Saturday from 1 to 4. You're invited to Bogart's anniversary open house featuring a wine tasting headlined by some of Nebraska's best. And specials galore like fresh 93% lean ground beef, $1.98 a pound. Sure-fine natural spring water, 24 half-liter bottles, only $2.97. And Pepsi or Mountain Dew large 16.9-ounce six-packs, only 4 for $10. Price is good through Monday.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show. Still got time to come and see us at Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Enjoy lunch, some brisket, some pulled pork, the fabulous footlong hot dogs that they have here, 10% off the lunch specials, and of course, just as important, get in here in the next 8 to 9 minutes, and you can register to win still for their party pack. We're going to draw two names. It's a party pack for 10, feeding, well, approximately 10 people, because, you know, maybe you got kids, maybe you got daddy, maybe you got mom, maybe you got dad, you don't know, but it's good for 10 folks. Stop by and register today. Doug and Daddy Show, we're here until the top of the hour. Story today in the Kansas City Star that Jose Guillen of the Royals says blood clots in his legs nearly killed him last year, saying, quote, "I almost died last year, both of my legs. I had to stay in St. Luke's Hospital in Kansas City for 20 days in the off season, just lying in bed. My legs were so big, so swollen up, they were purple. I couldn't even walk on them. I couldn't feel my legs. That was right after my ankle surgery and the surgery on my lower back. I went to the hospital, and I was crying because I couldn't feel my leg. I was thinking, what is going on here?
Well, apparently he got through that and seeing a lot better, too.
Well, he's hitting the ball a lot better. Off to a good start for the Royals, but that's just a scary deal. You know what else is scary? You're getting ready for graduation, whether it's college, whether it's high school.
This house is upset. I can't have it here.
I can't clean this whole thing up. I don't want to clean it up afterwards.
Plus, not by myself. I don't get any help from you out there.
Hold on. You're going a different way here. Plus, you may not have enough room to have all the party guests. Well, check out the Chicken Coop's newly remodeled downstairs. The party room is better than before for all your gatherings, whether it's for an anniversary, a birthday, a family reunion, meetings, whatever you want. Call Scott or Colin at the Chicken Coop in Kearney, or check out the folks in Grand Island here as well. Great food, awesome atmosphere, lots of televisions to keep everybody moving along, plenty of games as well. Ask about the party room at the Chicken Coop, because they've got well over 100 folks that they can put into that party room, and that should take care of just about any graduation, anniversary, or summer celebration. Contact Scott or Colin today at the Chicken Coop.
Well, Daddy, the NFL draft just a little over a week away, and of course, with the spring game this weekend, then we get that focus on some of the Huskers that will be at that spring game, getting ready for the draft, and of course, everybody knows Ndamukong Suh is going to be one of the first names called, but there's going to be some other names called next weekend.
Yeah, certainly people up on people's draft boards hoping their name is called. One of those is Philip Dillard. Philip joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Philip, good morning. Welcome once again to our Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Philip, as you're just about a week away now from the draft, what are your thoughts? Do you think about it? Are you worried about class? Are you constantly worried about this NFL draft, or are you one of the guys that isn't going to worry until next Friday or Saturday?
I'm saying right now that I'm not going to worry, but I mean, I wouldn't use the word worry, more like anxious, but kind of like, God, can it speed up? Can it take any longer to get there? I'm really excited. I mean, I've been blessed to be in the Senior Bowl and then do good at the Combine thanks to Dobson's training and what these coaches have done for me. So I've already done it, like everything I can do. So, I mean, everything else is in God's hands. So I can't control it, so I guess we'll see what happens.
Philip, what's been more hectic, the recruiting process when you're in high school or the NFL draft?
The NFL draft.
Philip Dillard, what's some of the crazy things that you've already experienced going through this portion of your life?
I mean, it's just like all the traveling, meeting with teams, and then when you go to the combine, it's like you only get like 3 hours of sleep a night, and then you got that big day on the last day, and they stretch that out before, and then teams possibly want to work you out. You got to stay in shape, and you got to, I mean, your body's your business, so. It's just a long process and stressing, but I mean, it's well worth it.
Phil, tell me a little bit about getting the invite to the Senior Bowl and then your performance there, and maybe how that sparked maybe a little more interest in you as a NFL type of player.
I mean, it did. I mean, you got a chance for all those coaches not to just to come through there and just watch film and listen to the coaches, but see how I practice and that I take practice seriously, because I mean, how you practice is how you're going to play. So, and I knew that the most important thing going there wasn't just the game, it was the practices, because every scout's there, every head coach, general manager there are watching you, and they want to see how you practice and how you hustle and your work ethic. So, they saw that because that's all that Coach Bo teaches. So, I mean, it gave me a good boost on a lot of other people, because I had Dobson, he was conditioning me and everything. So, I mean, everything went great.
Philip, I was just going to say that. It seems like when Coach Pelini got here, maybe you guys didn't hit it off right at the start. Battling through that and getting back in his good graces, that's something you can be very, very proud of, can't you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because he's a great guy. He's a great coach, but he doesn't accept any bullying. He wants everything perfect. I mean, you can't have – everything's not going to be perfect, but that doesn't mean you can't strive for it. So, he's taught me a lot, and I've learned more in the past 2 years with Coach Pelini and his staff, and I've been playing football.
Phil, I think one of the games that really stands out to me is you making one-on-one tackles on the outside versus Oklahoma. Were the big games something that you just loved, and especially coming from Oklahoma, standing up making tackles against those guys out there, something you're very, very proud of?
Oh, very, very proud of them. I mean, my little brother's at Oklahoma. He's on the sideline watching, so I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to teach you a lesson. You're lucky you're not out here, but... But I wasn't able to play against him the year before because of the ankle injury. And then, like, just I really don't get nervous in the big games. I get excited because, I mean, it's time to handle business. And everybody's watching. Everybody's eyes is on the field. So you can't go out there and embarrass and let down your teammates. So
Phil, I'm on it. Philip Dillard's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We expect to hear his name next week called somewhere in the NFL draft. Before we get into that a little bit more, Philip, was it fun all last year, or did it take a while to be fun, or has it always been fun for you to play college football?
No, I mean, it's been fun. I mean, yes, I mean, the winning and the team being successful and a lot better this year had a good part of it, but just being around your teammates and because they're really like your brothers on a team, because we have that close bond with everybody, and I promise them all, I come to that spring game, I'm going to be there watching them, watch every minute of it, to watch some of the teammates, some of the younger guys that I'm still close with, and I mean, it was, the whole year was fun, just the atmosphere, the people, the coaches, the teammates, everything. So I enjoyed it. It was my last year here, so I was going to make the best of it.
Phil, before we get to where you think you're going to be drafted and what team you want to go to and all that, give us a preview of this year's team. How close is this team to a national title?
I think they're very close. I mean, we lost a couple people, but Coach Bo's going to fill those spots. He's going to have the guys working hard, and he's had them going through a tough spring, putting them through hard work and preparing them for the season. And then they have the summer and fall camp. So, I mean, this team can only get better, and the sky's the limit. So, I mean, I look forward to it. If I can't watch the game, I'm sure it's going to DVR.
You mentioned Coach Pelini a couple times, but have you ever saw a coach with more energy than Coach Eckler?
He has more energy than anybody I've ever seen. Like, he never sleeps. He's always awake, and he has more energy than a 2-year-old. You know how they run around. And I'm 23 years old, and I feel like I'm 30 as far as energy compared to him. So it's ridiculous.
Philip Dillard joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We can only see so much, read so much. I'm seeing fourth round, fifth round. What are you hearing about the draft, Philip? What are you expecting when next week rolls around?
After Pro Day, I mean, the scouts came here because the stuff online is not accurate. It's just people at the computers are just typing up hype. And only the actual scouts and the coaches and general manager know what's going to happen. And they came to our Pro Day, and they told the coaches between second and third. But when I heard that, I almost fell out of my seat. So I'm ecstatic to even have been in that talk of second and third round, because that's special. And fourth and fifth round, that's special too. But, I mean, you never know what's going to happen with trades and things that teams need, and things are going to happen on draft day, because it's the most hectic day in the NFL season, or hectic days, should I say. So, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. But if I get in that second and third round, I'm going to be blessed. And anything after that, I'll be blessed. Because once I make it on team, I'm going to earn my way, honestly.
Philip, what part of your game translates best to the NFL?
Just I have to say my instincts and my knowledge of the game. Coach Bo and Coach Eckler and Carl have put so much knowledge in me about football. It slowed the game down for me. That's how I was able to make plays. And with that great defensive line and the great secondary behind me, I mean, life was good out there on that field, and I've been blessed. So I think the instincts and knowledge of the game, my fast and physicalness, because, I mean, that's my only way I can take out my anger legally, so that's what I'm going to do.
I like the way you put that. Phil, when you do get drafted, there's still the process of making the team. What are you still working on?
Oh, I'm still going to stay in shape and make sure I stay in shape every day, and no matter what, I'm going to get up and go work out and run in condition, because that's my future. And I want to be the type of player that plays in the NFL for a long time. And I have the opportunity to do that because of the things that I've been through and the things that this staff has taught me. And I look forward to it. So I'm just looking forward to getting there, and then I'm going to earn my way. Start on special teams and then earn my way up to a defensive position.
Phil, is there one question on the Wonderlic test that you still just shake your head and go, how the hell was I supposed to get that?
All of them.
It is a crazy process. It doesn't matter who we talk to. Do you have a prep? I mean, who's your? Everybody tells me they don't care who drafts them. Do you? Did you ever have, or do you have a favorite NFL team? Somebody that, boy, it sure would sparkle.
I just like watching certain players. I wouldn't specific status. NFL teams are just certain guys that I like watching on those teams, and it makes me have a little more interest in that team. But honestly, I'm gonna be happy and fortunate to get drafted whichever team takes me. I'm gonna make the best of it.
Well, Philip, we appreciate the time you gave us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Really best of luck to you this next week. Enjoy this whole process, and maybe we'll catch up with you after you get drafted and see your thoughts then, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
Philip Diller joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Again, the draft right here coming up next week.
And we're back here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we're giving away a couple of dinners here at Schroeder's Smoke Foods, and Philip Dillard, of course, kind enough to join us. And boy, where's he going to go in the draft, Daddy? If he goes before the fourth round, I'll be a little surprised. But who knows?
I just think that with what you're able to do in this Pelini system, I think they've been around people who've gotten drafted before. You know, if they're telling him second or third, I would be shocked if he'd go later than the third, Doug. I really would. I think he moved up that far in 1 year, come all the way out of the doghouse and be a fourth, fifth string, wherever he found himself on that depth chart, climb all the way back up to the second, third, fourth, whatever it is, pick, and have an opportunity to play in the NFL is simply amazing.
Well, we're going to catch up with another one of those Huskers that should go in the draft, Larry Asante, next week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And also, we probably should have mentioned this 100 million times, but we didn't. We got a great matchup coming up on a Monday. We are going to be talking with the head football coach at Ohio State, Jim Tressel. He will be in Lincoln for a Fellowship of Christian Athletes banquet, sports celebration on Monday night, and Ohio State football coach Jim Tressel will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show on Monday, plus we'll have a complete breakdown of the spring game. But right now, it's time to give away. Daddy, you're pretty excited. I know you're excited. Have you put your big paw in there to try and pick out a couple of winners today?
Yes, I have.
We're giving away two party packs of 10 from Schroeder Smoke Foods. That means food for a party of 10. And, Daddy, who's our first winner?
The first winner we have today, live from Schroeder Smoke Foods, is... That's right, Pig in a Poke. Clark, you're the winner. Clark Rasmussen. Clark Rasmussen is our first winner.
All right. And I see that you have made equal time here. I see the second drawn-out name is a lady.
It is a woman, Barbara Wieczorek. Help me with that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Wieczorek looks good. Barbara Wieczorek and Clark Rasmussen, you are the winners of the party packs for 10 here from Schroeder's Smoked Foods. I've checked the email. I've checked all the news that's out there. Daddy, is there anything else you want to touch on here before we roll out? Couple of things I'm going to mention, but anything from your perspective?
Doug, tomorrow's spring game, as you go down, is there one thing you're looking for? Is there anything you're looking for at all? Out of the spring
game? I do want to see what the quarterbacks do tomorrow, because I think that's the thing everybody's going to be watching. I also want to see if Roy Helu is out there doing some things. I'm going to watch Rex Burkhead. I'm not so much the guy on the offensive and defensive lines, because they say they're going to keep it pretty bland. And if it's going to be pretty bland, these guys aren't going to be doing a lot of stunts, a lot of different things out there. So I'm going to be looking for accuracy in the passing game. I'm going to see if Brett Maher gets out there and a chance to kick the ball, because if they're talking about redshirting one of the kickers, maybe he's going to get in there and do some things. So I guess those will be a couple of the three things I'll watch tomorrow.
I guess something I'll be interested to see as things break down, Mike McNeil, what they're going to do with him and engaging him in that passing game. Is it going to be Niles Paul? Is it going to be Brennan Kinney? And then Mike McNeil. Are those the three major options next year? Will you start to see that this early? Those developing relationship with those quarterbacks, we'll have to see. I think a lot of that will be determined after the fall, but I want to see what his role is, how many touches he gets.
And we'll have one of our special guests, as always, on Monday's Doug and Daddy Show. After we get down to the game tomorrow. I'll be talking to some folks, and then we'll have some special guests on Monday's show as well. Daddy, it is being reported that now that Brandon Marshall is a member of the Miami Dolphins, the Dolphins have traded wide receiver Ted Ginn Jr. to the San Francisco 49ers, according to Jay Glazer of Fox Sports. 49ers will send a fifth-round pick in this year's draft to Miami. A league source confirmed that to ESPN.com's Mike Sando.
So only a fifth-round pick for Ted Ginn. But Ted Ginn's not the receiver Santonio Holmes is. He's not in the same three paragraphs that Santonio Holmes is. I think Ted Ginn getting a fifth-round pick, that's probably equal value for him. Of course, returns punts, too.
I'd keep him. I mean, if all you that's weird. Maybe unless it's off-field stuff, unless it's, you know, yin and yang stuff. I don't know. So there you go. A couple other things. I will say this about the spring game. No matter what happens, I'm not going to put too much stock into it for Monday's show. I'm not going to say, oh, my God, Cody Green was outstanding, and Tyler Martinez, he better find a new school to go to, you know, things like that. And don't forget, it's Fan Appreciation Night tonight for the UNK baseball team. They're hosting Colorado Mines. Kids, get on the field, get your picture taken with Louie Loper and a lot more starting at 6 o'clock, doubleheader tomorrow. Softball team's on the road. Hastings, the baseball team's on the road. Hastings softball team is home tomorrow against Morningside. Congratulations to the Kearney Boys track team. One of their tougher meets during the season is always the Dick Jones invite at Omaha Burke. They won it yesterday. 124 points, North Star 102, Millard West 97. And some other great individual performances out there yesterday that are too numerous to mention from all the schools around the area. But, Derek, anything else you want us to talk about?
No, I think you guys covered it all.
I think we probably did. Let's get out of here. We want to thank all the fine folks, including Marlon and the gang here at Schroeder Smoked Food for having us, and they're still putting the food away here. 10% off the lunch specials today at Schroeder Smoked Food. If you come in the evening, try the baby back ribs. See them next week at the Taste of Home show over at the Fairgrounds in Hastings. That's next Thursday starting at 4 o'clock. And for all your catering needs, whether it's graduations coming up here in the next month, maybe you got a big wedding this summer, all weddings are big, family reunion, they can take care of you with prime rib, pulled pork, the brisket, pork loin, New York strip steak. Just see them right here at Schroeder Smoked Foods in the mall, Conestoga Mall in Grand Island, also at their original location in Shelton. So we want to thank the fine folks that joined us on the program today, Grand Island's own Whitey Richardson, to talk about their horse Mission Impossible that is set to run in the Kentucky Derby. Bonner Park track announcer Steve Anderson. Also want to thank former Husker Philip Dillard and Dan Parr, associate editor from Pro Football Weekly. A lot more draft talk next week, Daddy.
Yeah, looking forward to that, along with having you back 23 hours from now. How about Monday's Doug and Daddy show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1416 Kearney and 1550 your friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.